This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stress over the news, the headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel to present government's annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 in a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament tomorrow. House proceedings of the House of Representatives disrupted again over opposition's demand for Home Minister's resignation. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says continuous efforts have raised hope that something is happening in Nepal, and US holds students' visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. Now the news in detail. The government is set to present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 to the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. tomorrow. As per the constitutional provisions, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has completed the necessary preparations to present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year to a joint meeting of the Parliament on 29th of May. Although the Parliament was scheduled to present an economic survey including details of the government's expenditure and income for the 8 months of the current fiscal year in the Wednesday meeting, the economic survey could not be presented as the Parliament meeting could not resume. Ministry of Finance spokesperson Shyam Prasad Bhandari said that all preparations for the upcoming fiscal year budget to be presented tomorrow have been completed. The House proceeding of the House of Representatives has once again disrupted after opposition lawmakers continued their protest, demanding the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and the formation of a high-level investigation commission. As soon as Speaker Devraj Khimire announced the start of the session, lawmakers from opposition parties including the main opposition CPN Maoist Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and others stood up and obstructed proceedings. Despite the Speaker's repeated appeals to allow the meeting to continue, assuring that time would be allocated for party-based discussions, the opposition parties persisted with their demand. Speaker Khimire also noted that Home Minister Minister Lekhak had requested time to speak in Parliament, but the protest left no space for parliamentary debate. With the continued disruption, Speaker Khimire adjourned the session for 30 minutes. As the Parliament failed to convene, the Secretariat then rescheduled it for 3:30 p.m. by issuing a notice. Then the meeting was adjourned till 1 p.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has claimed that he has no involvement in the visit visa scandal. Home Minister Lekhak said that he is being attacked in a conspirational manner with political bias and bias against him today at a press conference at the Federal Parliament building in Baneshwar. Presenting the data on complaints registered with the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, in the last 3 fiscal years, Home Minister Lekhak said there is no example of a minister resigning while the authority is investigating an employee. Home Minister Lekhak said that Tirtharaj Bhattarai, Chief Joint Secretary of the Immigration Department of Trivandrum International Airport, has been handling various responsibilities under the Home Ministry since 2077 Bikram Samvat, when he came to the leadership of the ministry, and has now been transferred to the Immigration Department as a regular process. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that his continuous efforts for development and change have given rise to optimism that something is happening and is happening in Nepal. While laying the foundation stone of the trauma and emergency building of Dhulikhel Hospital in Dhulikhel Municipality 6 in Kabre today, Prime Minister said that the development and change seen even in places where there was nothing has instilled confidence in the local people. At the program, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel emphasized that community hospitals should collaborate with the government to achieve excellence. At the program, Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA Nepal Chief Masuzaki Mizuki said that Japan-Nepal friendship has been established since 1970 and that it has been working in the education and health sectors in Nepal. The agreement states that Japan will provide 60% of the building and 40% of all types of medical equipment for the construction of the trauma and emergency center. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharka and U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson held a meeting in the ministry in Simhadarbha today. On the occasion, they discussed various aspects of energy cooperation between the two countries and the implementation of the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC project. As per an agreement signed under the MCC, the U.S. is supposed to invest $500 million while Nepal would spend $197 million for the MCC-funded MCA project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na karne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters paid a courtesy visit to President Ramachandra Portal at Sheetalniwas on Wednesday. The meeting focused on enhancing cooperation in trade, education and climate action between the two countries. Also, New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister Peters paid a courtesy call to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, discussions were held on enhancing bilateral interest, mutual relations and cooperation. They shared the view that there is an ample potential for cooperation in the fields of agriculture, tourism, education, trade and investment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has ordered U.S. embassies around the world to stop scheduling appointments for student visas as it prepares to expand social media vetting of such applicants. The BBC cited an official memo as saying social media vetting would be stepped up for student and foreign exchange visas, which would have significant implications for embassies and consulates. It comes during a wide-ranging Trump crackdown on some of America's most elite universities. He sees these institutions as too left-wing, accusing them of failing to combat anti-Semitism when pro-Palestinian protests have unfolded on campuses. Responding to the move, China called on the U.S. to protect international students. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel to present government's annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 in a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament tomorrow. House proceedings of the House of Representatives disrupted again over opposition's demand for Home Minister's resignation. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says that continuous efforts have raised hope something is happening in Nepal and U.S. holds student visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.